It's the end of the year, and we're giving out the cheers. Here's this is the perfect move.
Welcome to the Perfect Porch Show, about things interesting to beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Let me be the first podcast, hopefully, maybe, to welcome you to 2021. 2020, no biggie. Just a year like any other year. Boring. Boring. A whole bunch of nothing happened. Maybe we'll have something in 2021. Something. We're going to be hanging out with you like always, whatever year it is, no matter how crappy or how hopeful it is. We're just going to be hanging out, talking about beer we're drinking, beers we had last week, beers we're looking to be drinking. And our listeners are going to call us, and we're going to talk about culture and all those things. It's got to be fun. We took the week off last week. We let the listeners do the show, which was the second time we've done that. In 2019, we did the same thing. I don't even remember it, apparently. Because this whole time I'm thinking like, ooh, we're going to do something new. We're going to let the listeners do the show. We did the same thing the year before. But thank you to everyone last week that participated and did the show for us while we hung out and drank beers without the podcast. Now, it's nice to listen to the Perfect Pour without me on it. I enjoy that. It's always enjoyable experience. So, yeah, we're for the show. I just opened up a listener donated beer, Wazoo Corvette. This one's called Motherland. It's got the Metallica font on Motherland, but it's like a purple pink Motherland. And then it's kind of black, but it's a world map, but it's black like Metallica. There's no black. And it's a Track 7 beer, and it's donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. And it is a triple IPA. Because I need to get drunk fast.
Let me pull up my notes from him, but can't find. There's direct messages.
This is our waiting for notes segment. We're starting it off 2021, man. We are on fire already. Yeah. So top of the charts.
An awkward silence counter.
I believe the brother had the Pure Project already, because that was not only a looking out for, but a specific had to give it to him.
He's all, don't you take it.
Oh, for Mikey, the Wazoo specifically wanted to make sure that you got Dynamite and Hidden Level. So,
all right.
Those were yours.
I got Hidden Level in there, I know. I'm not sure about the Dynamite one. I don't know if it's there or not.
But I'm just saying, like, he specifically said those beers needed to go to you guys, and I actually think it happened.
So. All right. Thanks, Wazoo. It's a delicious triple. I think the second time I've had that.
Ta-da.
It's very good. Clean West Coast IPA. Clean. Matt, what are you drinking?
Speaking of clean West Coast IPAs, I'm sipping on the last of my four pack of the New Glory Pontiac Pile Driver.
Had it.
Citra and Mosaic.
You can't go wrong when you feature Citra and Mosaic.
There was like Citra, Mosaic, and probably like Simcoe, but somebody like retooled a Hallmark movie. There was like all different movie covers, but they were all red and white and featured couples, and it was just like West Coast IPAs featuring Citra, Simcoe, Mosaic. And it was kind of like all just rearranged in the titles.
It was Mosaic, a happy Citra, couple.
Simcoe, Mosaic, Citra. And I was like, I'm not mad with that.
No. Yeah.
The IPAs are just kind of Hallmark movies. Fine.
Right. Do you think the first hop that gets mentioned in the beer, do you think that's the prominent hop or is it random?
I hope it's what you're saying.
if it's the prominent, like, they're going to be, yeah. Like, if it's Mosaic, Citra, and Simcoe in order of appearance with special guests, like, if there's like a big star, but that's not normally on the show or somebody that sort of does a fill in role, but they're like a big star for that, then they'll be at the end and with or featuring Simcoe.
Featuring like the new kid.
Feature players. Those are the ones trying to make it in. That's like experimental hops. Yeah. Right. The SNL feature players are the experimental hops of
we'll see if they stick around.
Yeah, we'll see if they make it.
From my knowledge, brewers trying to remember what hops they put in a beer in general is enough of a challenge. Then you ask them to list what order they put them in.
Did you write any of this down? Nah, man. Tastes good though. Well, how are we gonna make it again? Figure it out. What do I care? Well, I kind of need to market this somehow. How about you market these nuts?
Wow. Really? Mm-hmm. Did your mama brew that beer?
We're bringing these nuts back in 2021.
That's what 2020 needs more of.
More these nuts. So remember that. January is use that these nuts joke. See if it gets start. See if we can get it going again.
Mikey's TikTok's gonna blow up first week of January.
Yeah, finally. Don't drink beer. Can't take it all.
He's still on Vine.
I'm still because I haven't updated my phone in years, so my Vine is working.
Don't update your phone.
My Vine is working great. I'm uploading real quick. No, I don't have any views. I don't know why though. It's weird. Man. But they're solid vines.
No vines have been better than his.
What you got drinking, Nick?
Oh, I'm drinking a Baltic Porter.
Oh, wow.
Oceans Between.
You know, like every beer podcaster has a Baltic Porter.
Isn't this is the trend for 2020?
Oh, this is your move prediction. Baltic hazes. Porters. Everyone's going to be, there's going to be just a huge list of Baltic Porters in the tap room. It's just going to be like 8 Baltic Porters and then like 2 hazies.
That's right. I believe hazies caused 2020. So,
wow, maybe that's quite a bold claim, but also probably accurate.
Let's see. First 12 years of craft beer, fine. Hazies show up in 2019. 2020 goes to shit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it can't be coincidental.
Nah, I blame seltzers.
Seltzers. Well, it's the first show of 2021. That means it's time for the pores. We're going to, now that it's 2021, we will look back at 20. We can look back at 2020 now since it's all over with, and we'll judge it through the lens of the perfect pour. And I don't know if you guys have any cold chimes you want to start off with before we get to the pours. Do you have anything? Do you want to throw in there before we get into it? No.
My culture item fits into
the pores.
Welcome to the pores.
I wish I
next
had
bid up pores. On the Price is Right. Next item up for bid on the Price is Right. How much would you pay for this Vaughn Spaghetti?
We should do a beer.
Is it $119?
Let's make that happen. That's my homework.
All right, make a Price is Right beer. Beer Price is Right. I get a new refrigerator if I win, though.
There you go. New to you or just new?
New to me. You're like, oh, fine, I can get rid of my refrigerator.
Yeah.
Nobody's been wanting. You don't have to pay taxes, but you do have to come pick it up. All right. Well, we'll just get into the pours, our annual
show. Oh, I thought Matt was saying
something. No, Matt says he can fold his into his pores.
Oh, okay.
Into his pores. Out his pores.
Hey, thanks for listening, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was busy Googling Price is Right theme.
Hey, okay. He's your older brother. He doesn't have to listen to you.
He never has.
Why I start now?
Yeah.
All right.
Butthead, he's like, Nick, forum. Was Matt, was he what? Like, because, you know, we just had Christmas. I watched Home Alone, like, you know, every year. And was he the older brother in Home Alone? And you were left at home alone on Christmas, and he's the older brother, like, you butthead.
No.
Wow. All right. You let me off easy on that one.
No, my brother was the kind of guy where it's like, you like this music, and I'm like, why? And he's like, you just
because you do.
It's grunge.
I have spoken. It's called grunge. That's scary. Just listen to it. I'll show you something scary.
Put this flannel on and listen.
Put this flannel on. What? Why do I have to do that? Just do it. I'm your older brother.
Yeah. You also like Nintendo and Volkswagen. You're welcome.
Versa Excite bike. Play it.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, we had that, all right.
That does a badass game. Excite bike.
Don't overheat.
Oh, shit. Overheated.
Overheated.
Welcome to the pours. All right. Let's start off with. You know, the award shows, like the Oscars, whatever, they always should start off with something. It's not too huge, but it's also slightly important. That's like their big starter award. So let's go with label art. I don't know if you guys have a label art, but my pick for label art, and this is really more of a personal preference, heavier on personal preference than actual, like, maybe... well done, is the Slice/Pure Project collab beer Papa Murky's, Papa Murky's. Where it blends Pizza Hut and Papa Murphy's together. It's very 80s Pizza Hut themed. That was my favorite marketing/beer label of the year. And I think last year Slice won for me. 2019 was... urban slice with that, that look like the slice can, slice soda can. So,
oh yeah.
Who's ever doing the marketing and label graphic art for Slice Beer Co. is hitting my buttons, man. And I want to say something from Humble C because I love all of Humble C stuff, but there's like 100 different Humble C labels. So I really can't, there's just too many to be like, I can't, you guys release 5 different beers every week. So I just can't, I don't know what beers you have anymore. So, that's my Papa Murky's. That's my label for 2020. Matt,
yes.
Do you have one?
I'm about to call you Striker because you're doing this out of order.
This is Striker. This is out of order.
That wasn't a good Striker.
Only Striker can be Striker.
That's true.
It's confused.
It's true.
There were a lot of good labels, but at least the brother could agree with myself that when you're a car person, there's kind of this specialty thing which I might be going in a different direction than he's thinking about, but I know he also agrees on this.
Turbo V6.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you picked the right car, but the reasoning behind it.
Ah.
Well, because I remember I sent you a Cadillac one, which you also got. But wasn't there an Eldorado?
Yes.
But I can't explain it with Mikey gone.
Well, that doesn't do anything.
This was important for Mikey.
There was two good car label beers this year. I think I have the other one.
That's in the top 5.
I'm showing the hop in the UTE from Alvarado Street. That's on.
So it's also an Alvarado Street beer, but yeah, the UTE, which was a Holden Monaro or a Pontiac G8, they almost brought in the Pontiac brand that. Which was a UTE. They almost brought it back as the El Camino, basically. That would have been very cool. The Pontiac brand got killed off. It never surfaced, unfortunately. But I'm talking about the Buick Grand National can, which is really important to me because brother and myself, being very big car guys, we try to think back to our birth year and think about what vehicles were cool that year. And for myself, with being 1987, there were not a lot of cool cool cars that year.
What are you talking about? You had the Dodge K Special.
Dodge Aspire, yeah.
Yeah. Pontiac Sunfire, that was a hot car.
Yeah, Sunfire.
Yeah.
Chevy Sunfire. Love.
Chevy All right. Love, yeah.
But I haven't seen anybody do a square body Chevy pickup, but GM had their G bodies platform, I believe that's what it was, but they had the Buick Grand National 1987, and they actually had a turbocharged V6 version of it that year. That would be perfect. I think the brother lucks out with DeLorean because that would be an 80.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's 81.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise they got the Corvette and,
yep,
that's about it. Not a lot of hot cars in 1980 either.
I guess I could claim the Trans Am, but I think the 89 is the more... No, 79 is the more popular.
Depends on model. What movie you like. If you're a Knight Rider guy, then you like the 87. But.
So, see, Mikey, there's importance to it.
Sure.
I think Mikey fell asleep.
No, I'm all right.
We tangented him.
You tangented me.
Tangented him with car talk.
Beer labels. Mikey, what your...
What's that? My Ford Ranger? My Ford Ranger's, it's a 1939 Ford Ranger. Wait, what?
39.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that.
The original Ranger?
Oh, yeah. This is the first Ranger of Henry Ford. He's like, before I die, make me a truck. Okay. I don't know what a truck is, but it's like a car, but half of it's cut off and it's just flat. It's like, okay, call it a Ranger.
Something a Ranger would use in the park.
You know, something a Ranger would use. That's it. Call it a Ranger. I mean,
if you were born in 1939, there's not a lot to pick from as far as cool.
Maybe an REO Speedwagon.
There's probably like that's probably like the Stutz or something like that, or
oh yeah, the Stutz. So wait. So what is your label that Matt?
I said it.
I don't know what it was. When you say it again, you
kind of just zoned out.
I'm not sure.
Are we doing a show right now? Oh, okay.
What?
Louie, are we doing a show?
Okay. So since the listeners were listening,
right.
I'm asking that's for them
main,
to call
that's
next
the main
week
thing, right?
And pick in their mind the best vehicle from their birth year and let us know what that
oh,
is. The cool okay. or quintessential or popular.
I don't want people to know.
So
I'm just going to say a Mustang because it's cool in every public year.
The what?
Mustang. There's never a year it's not cool.
Even the 2021 electric Mustang? Is that cool, Mikey?
That's cool, too.
Is that cool?
That's still metal. Oh, okay. The 80s Mustang. The 80s Mustangs were terrible, but now they kind of look cool.
I mean, even though the Mustang was in the Fox
the
body.
The 70s and 80s Mustangs were not great. But
In 87?
Mm-hmm. That would be my favorite, the 89 Fox Body Mustang before they went to the ground effects kits for the 5.0.
Before they got back to their roots.
Yeah. Roots. But I'd like the
fast nothing bike beats a 60s Mustang, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
I'm not from the 60s, but I'm just saying. 60s Mustangs. Can't beat them. Shelby. Come on. I'll throw out some Mustang words.
Name drop. Are you naming
Shelby?
Go ahead.
302. Cleveland engine.
Yeah. Jim Dean.
You say what kind of Cleveland?
302. A lot of valves. They had a lot of valves.
Not a steam engine?
This? I said, why don't you get more valves?
Steam, powered
I
by.
Said, why don't you get more valves? And they're like, well, nobody's ever thought about more valves.
Yeah, how many valves per cylinder does your Ford Ranger have?
Five. They wanted to say four, and I was like, nah, man, I need five valves.
I mean,
they're like, okay.
Why not take it and make...
Well, no, take it. We'll move valve. All right. I still don't know what Matt's choice. I still don't know what Matt's choice was, but I'm sure it was great. Nick,
I we'll just have to listen back.
When I listen back, I'll be like, "Oh, yeah, that's a cool can."
That's a cool can, man. I also went with a car theme, believe it or not, and it's the other can I think Matt was referencing, but it's Moonraker's Yeast Bound and Down.
Yeast Bound and Down.
Featuring a 76 Trans Am.
Oh, yeah.
Not my birth year, but cool car nonetheless, and probably my favorite can art of the year. But it had the blend of the Burt Reynolds character and then the Danny McBride
blended the
was
two.
It a Netflix series, Eastbound and
no,
Down?
No, that was an HBO series.
Or HBO, okay. Yeah. He was an out of luck baseball player.
Yeah. That was a pretty good series, actually.
So yeah, double meaning depending on which version you like, the Eastbound and Down, the Jerry Reed version, or the that other one. But cool can art.
All right. There it is. There's our can art label art for 2020. How about Brewery of the Year? My pick for Brewery of the Year, simply for just maybe the slash amount of beer I drink slash, I guess, fun drinking it, would be Humble C. And I think that might even be a repeat from 2019, but Humble C is my Brewery of the Year. Although I don't think it's, it doesn't look good for repeating this year as my, I don't know that I'm going to be going in my, my Humble C. Maybe if the Humble C makes it to the market, but, my source for Humble C, I'm not too happy with right now. So I might not be going there for a while. Out of the barrel. Yes, not playing by the rules.
I guess we know.
my bottle shop source for Humble C is not playing by the rules, so I might not go there for a while, but we'll see. But Brewery of the Year, Humble C from Santa Cruz, California. That is my pick. Matt.
So I had a tie. I'm going out of town, obviously.
Whoa.
Out of town brewery.
All right.
And it's a tie between Slice and Urban Roots.
Mm.
I know they have a little bit of overlap, but I really enjoyed pretty much every beer I picked up from either of them, or was donated or gifted or whatever have you. Or what have you. So there's that. And my honorable mention would be Cellar Maker.
Nice.
That is a super fun place to stop by on your way to a concert in the city.
All right.
And
is it in San Francisco or in Oakland?
SF.
Okay.
You get off the BART and you literally walk over two BART. Streets and you just up two streets and over one, and you're right there.
That their beer, the Radio Edit, almost made my label art of the year. It's got all the tapes and stuff. Yeah. Came very close. They make good beer. All right. So it was Slice.
It was a tie.
Tie, but Slice between and Urban Roots.
Urban Roots.
All right.
Feel free to rewind the show.
Oh, well.
15 back. 15
I'll listen back. To it. I'm a listener of the Perfect Four. I'm not a Golden God, though. I don't contribute money to the show. I don't get to hear the tailgate. Damn it.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Last week, by the way, Golden Gods, last week you did. Golden Gods, that we released the deleted episode to Golden Gods.
I didn't even.
You lived it.
Ah, I know. But to relive it.
What deleted episode was it?
It was the one where I messed up the first half and didn't record it right, but only recorded the second half. And released the second half, and it was a really drunk second half. It was Bell's, the Fontana Gym. Even Scotty B was in the room. I don't know that he was really mic'd necessarily, but he was there. And then us, and everybody was really drunk, and it was just a mess. And then that was the week that we got featured on Apple Podcasts / iTunes. And so I freaked out, and I'm like, this can't be our lead episode to be featured on freaking iTunes. And I pulled it. And so then it became a thing that, you know, it was this deleted episode. So I found it and released it last week. So Golden Gods, make sure check that out. Nick, what is your brewery of the year?
My brewery. My brewery.
My sandwich.
I had a lot of Bottle Logic this year, which I enjoyed.
Okay.
I also had... Gosh dang. I'm scrolling through my Untappd right now to figure out what impressed me. A lot of Alvarado. That was fun. Yeah.
Take a left on Alvarado.
Alvarado Street.
Bike Dog. That's the other one I was thinking of. I had a lot of Bike Dog brewing this year. Enjoyed a lot of them.
Yeah. The market has plenty of Bike Dog. And there's even Bike Dog in Save Mart. It's crazy. Wow.
So it's so basic now.
So basic.
Bike Dog's so basic. But as you guys have expressed, Slice Beer Company not only impressed me with their beers, but their marketing is fucking genius.
Yep. Damn it. They're good.
Their pencils and their Papa Murkies and their lapel pins and
they got some nice hoodies right now, which I'm like, I mean, I'm slow to buy hoodies because it's like I'm in Fresno. I just need a hoodie for 2 months of the year.
Yeah,
it's like why do I want to spend $40 on something I'm gonna wear only for 2 months? But I'm like, damn it, they look good.
When you could spend $40 on beer in a weekend,
right? That's true. So I might still get if I get that stimulus check, might stimulate me a Slice hoodie.
Stimmy hoodie.
Days are coming. It's pending in my account right now.
Oh, whoa! It's happening. $600. I can spend that in a weekend in one bottle shop.
Sir, you're married and you have a kid, so you get triple paid, sir. You get triple paid.
Woohoo!
Is your bottle shop sustainable?
Is this sustainable? Can I just have the bottle shop just sign the check? Like, can I just sign it over to them? Like, here you go.
Dear bottle shop.
Here.
Thank you.
Here's my $600.
I'm pretty dang sure that you could wire transfer money to a bottle shop for credit.
Yes.
What's your Cash App?
Cash out. I know. Tioga's got some pretty good looking swag too. So I'm been thinking about hitting some Tioga swag.
You're going to have to worry when the bottle shop start an OnlyFans page.
Whoa. You have to worry about when this show starts an OnlyFans page.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Making money.
Yeah, now we're gonna
touch that. I could touch that subject, but I'm just not going to. Well. I'm just gonna let it just be there.
Where are we at? We're brewery of the year. That yours Nick, what was yours? I'm sorry.
Brewery? Oh, Slice.
I don't just forget Matt's, I forget Nick's as well. Slice. All right.
Marketing and beer wise. Beer was good. Marketing was good.
Okay.
I laughed. I cried. I laughed.
All right. Well, do you have a news item of the year, a culture item for the year? And, you know, obviously, coronavirus and all the things that you would think that's obvious, but I'm just going to go outside of that. And just, which is, this is sort of coronavirus influence, I guess. But to me, Russian River canning beer and shipping beer throughout California. That's, you know, if you just look outside of the virus and everything that happened in 2020, that if you just didn't know that was happening and you just heard Russian River. In 2020, they canned beer and they shipped it. You didn't have to. If you live in California, you could get Russian River, and you can get cans of Russian River anytime you wanted. I mean, not
right now.
That's you right now. So to me, that was the culture news item of the year. That just Russian River is just you can just get Pliny placed on your doorstep. You can get cans of Russian River placed on your doorstep.
Right now.
You can DoorDash do it right now. DoorDash it. Do you have something, Nick, that would be culture news item of 2020?
I do, but mine is pretty pandemic-y.
Yeah, that's fine.
I am hopeful that change is upon us. I like how quickly breweries, not just breweries, but most hospitality type places, meaning food, drinks, anything. And Matt forgot his beer. How quickly they changed to a to-go only model.
Right.
And we're willing to package anything and everything they make, meaning like cocktail bars were packaging cocktails to go, and beer was packaging beer to go, and food was packaging food to go. And I hope it makes people think in 2021, but I hope some of these trends don't go away. Like, yes, I do want to go to a brewery again, but I love the option of order, pick up, go back home.
Right.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah. Just show up for 5 minutes and get my beer and go home. Start getting shit faced.
Think Fresno wise, I don't think we lost anybody through all this, right? Maybe I think Zone 9 closed. Kind of quietly.
Rocky Hill
was just like, this is a good time to hang it up anyway.
It could have something that could have happened anyway. Rocky Hill didn't make it.
You're ruining my.
But that's also another one that
two out of
that was
10 or 12.
No offense to Rocky Hill, they did everything they could with that location, but that was a bad location.
That could have been the location anyway.
Yeah, that was just. I mean, once I heard they're going in that building, I'm like, dude, that's not gonna work. I don't care how hard you tried, and they tried hard. They did everything they could with that build, and I'm just like, it's just stay away. Everyone, stay the fuck away from that building.
If a pizza joint can't make it in that place,
no. It's just Josh and I have talked about that in the Flowing of Famous. It's just like, there are just some locations, they're just not going to work. I don't care how friggin' great of an idea or how hard you work, it is not going to work.
I was going to say that. I was like, that's a very Fresno thing, and Flowing touches on that often. The rent's cheap. They advertise it as a busy corner. No, it's just don't.
No.
Yeah, it's a bypass corner.
It's just unappealing, and it's just, you just know it when you see it kind of thing, where it's just like, yeah, that's just not going to work.
Yeah, but just go ahead and open a tattoo shop.
Yep. Yes, open up a tattoo shop. That might work there. That's about it.
Yeah, check out your place.
Yeah.
There's certain things that have, established that it's possible to repurpose a building, and there's certain a really good example. There was Valparaiso, the coffee roaster. Then High Top went in there. That little sliver of a building's meant to be a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
It works, but there's
aesthetics count.
The steakhouse on Shaw and Cedar. What was the next to Black Angus? There's that building that's been a thousand things
since it was. Yeah, that they might as well just plow that building. It's just it was Willikers when I was a youngster, and it was popular for a couple of years, and ever since then it just never works. Just bulldoze it. Put some parking spaces in.
So you're saying they should have taken the Porky's method, because that one, Porky's shut down.
Yeah.
They were just like, forget
it. You can't replace Porky's. Tear it down. Well, another restaurant could come in. Nope.
You cannot get any divier than Porky.
Porky's can't make it. Nobody can make it.
At least like 15 years, right?
Yeah.
At least.
But, you know, once it's out, it's out.
They did the Costanza. I'm out.
I'm out. Go out on top. All right. Now, what would be, do you have a culture item of the year, Matt?
It's relatively controversial, but there is the California Craft Brewers Association, and often they act in behalf of breweries throughout California. There's 1,050 of us as of December, and 99.9% of the time they have the best interest of the breweries in the state. And on December 17th, by the way,
I love gold.
The California Craft Brewers Association and breweries from across the state of California announced today that filing of a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California against the governor's office and California State Public Health Department, saying it's pretty wordy, but it's just saying that breweries should be held in the same standard as wineries.
Mm-hmm.
Basically stating that there are 4,000 wineries throughout the state that don't have to require meals to be open outdoors, where there's 1,000 plus breweries that do have to offer meals to be open outdoors.
Wait, I didn't even know that. This whole time, wineries, tasting rooms have been able to be open without having to have a food truck there and do the whole rigmarole?
Correct.
What the frick?
There's four times the amount of wineries in the state than there is breweries. And breweries, in order to be open with their, you know, like the tap room, they've had to do the same thing as a restaurant. And the restaurant is you have to provide a bona fide meal. Mm-hmm. Well, a bona fide meal is a hot sandwich, something prepared, food truck, that kind of stuff. But I think at least locally, Fresno has required wineries to serve meals. But as far as a statewide, California didn't crack down on them. So it goes way further. I know people harp on the governor for having interest in a winery and his not, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't want to get that crazy into it. But the point is that there's 4,000 wineries that statewide aren't required to serve meals to have patio,
right,
where 1,000 are. And they're having a, you know, like I said, they're opening a lawsuit to just say, hey, let's be even. Either I think that the breweries say if wineries have to serve meals, that's a win. If breweries don't have to serve meals, that's a win.
Yeah. You know, well, that, obviously I mean, they would much. Yeah. I mean, God, that just seems obvious. Like, how is a winery any safer than a brewery? Like, I can understand them saying, you know what, we can't have any tasting rooms whatsoever. And they're like, okay, I agree with that. But, I mean, how can you have winery tasting rooms open with no restrictions but not beer tap rooms? Especially when wineries have, higher alcohol.
Less restrictions.
Yeah, right. When wineries have higher alcohol content, like this. The whole point of it is like not having people getting crazy and social and sort of forgetting themselves. And wineries are worse than brewery tap rooms. So I'm just, okay.
They're trying to say that there's a difference between them, but in.
Yeah, you get drunker at wineries. That's the difference.
They're what I'm trying to say is they're trying to. Yeah. Breweries more in with bars.
Right.
Than they are with wineries. And if you go to californiacraftbeer.com and you look at the article, they try to say how similar wineries and breweries are from as far as a manufacturing process to an enjoying element. Whereas some often breweries and tap rooms are lumped in with bars, which, you know, like, for an example, like Red Frank's bar is probably not the most upstanding example of a place to enjoy beverages.
Well, I'll bet you have a damn good time at Red Frank's bar. And it's off the grid. I guarantee it's off the grid. Nobody's going to find you there.
But, I mean, maybe we could call him sometime and
maybe he's got to be bored as fuck right now. Although he was Red Frank is made for this fucking coronavirus. It's sad that he hasn't been able to call to Dorktown this whole time because he's been ready for coronavirus for years. He's out there in southern Wyoming in the bunker just waiting for this shit to happen for years.
He still doesn't know who won the election.
No. Dorktown listeners love this past minute right now. Anyone else is like, this does make any sense at all.
Just skip forward.
Like I said, maybe someday we could reach out to him.
And maybe. If he's still alive. Is Red Frank still alive? I don't know.
His side. But yeah, so it's a very interesting topic. It's very unfortunate. You know, I at least know personally, we try to take both sides into consideration. We want to, you know, it is a business. We want to stay open as, you know, as far as like not close indefinitely, but we want to make sure that we're doing it in a safe manner for the staff and for people that choose to come out. And I feel like breweries in general have that same mindset. So, you know, you try to think as a company as a whole, not necessarily just like, if we shut down, that's one or two people. It could be dozens of people.
Right.
So I think Stone and, you know, Sierra Nevada and Firestone, I think all those companies really do think about their company as a whole. I think there's more examples of that. So I'm interested to see how this goes, what becomes of it. But, you know, their big thing is let's make 2021, you know, kind of like a rebirth or a growth for breweries. And if they are able to kind of help us. Yeah. It would just make a big difference.
Yeah, man. If you're going to let wineries do it, let breweries do it. It's real simple. Not that hard.
Also,
mm-hmm.
I just want to say real quick, I opened a new beer.
Oh.
I love gold.
Yeah, I don't think we got Nick's report or your report here. What do you got there, Matt?
I got Mindless Philosopher. I guess it makes sense. I got a little philosophical on you guys. It's a murky India Pale Ale. But here's a good one, though. You would expect it to be murky from one of these two breweries. It's a collab. It's Pure and North Park.
Oh, San Diego.
Project in North. Yeah. You guys are jealous.
Is that, how did you get that?
Pure Project.
Oh, you went to Pure Project?
No, I didn't. A box showed up in the mail.
Oh, okay. So. One day, I think I went to Pure Project like really early on.
I mean, I went there in February, but that was a different.
Yeah, there before. I was there before everyone else thought it was cool. What are you drinking right now, Nick?
Oh, I'm drinking a Summer Light. What does Summer Life make you think this kind of beer is when it's named Summer
that it's
Life?
A
it's an Urban Roots.
It's an ale.
Recall that.
It's just like an ale. It's not even like the, it's just an ale.
Lemon shandy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lemon shandy. East Coast lemon shandy.
This is a bourbon barrel aged summer barley wine.
Summer barley wine? The hell?
You could have a summer barley wine?
No, you can't have that. No, that's not. No, that's illegal. I mean, 2020 is crazy. Let's have some this fucking rules. Barley wine. Feels like I'm going to lose
my mind. This is a sesh beer, bro.
It's a sesh.
Our summer barley wine's like between 13% and 14.5%. Is that why?
It's a summer one. It's a 12er.
Oh.
Oh my God, you're drinking, you're drinking barley wine again, honey.
Hey, it's a summer barley wine, okay?
Let's just say it's 1% per ounce.
Wow. All right, well, let's we're building into the big awards, which is the show awards. But let's go, before we get to Perfect Pour specific awards, your beer of the year. I will go first since I am talking right now. Wow. My beer of the year, even though I had it maybe twice at the most.
Yeah.
Pliny for President, Russian River Brewing Company. That's my beer of the year because it was, you know, it was in a can. It was only the first Pliny-esque thing in a can. Is a very delicious beer. Everyone, it was all over Instagram. Everyone talked about it. Everyone was posting about it. Everyone was, if they didn't have it, they're trying to get it. Pliny, you know, it was election year. Pliny for president. Free the hops.
So was it any good?
It was, it would have almost a label art of the year as well. But yeah, it was a damn good beer too. I mean, it was just all the things. So. That's why, for me, my 2020 beer of the year, Pliny the Elder, Pliny for president. Nick?
Where am I?
Are you going to me because Matt's not here?
Because Matt has the spirit. Both.
Okay. Mr. Sandman from River North Brewing Company out there in Colorado.
Colorado's.
Yeah.
That was River North beer.
Gift. They shipped it. I mean, hand delivered it to me by oxen and covered wagon.
Wow. River North beer, your beer of the year.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent barrel aged stout. Not going to lie, there was some cool factor built into it, being that it was sent to me from some friends of the show. But yeah, it was definitely memorable. Like, I still think about it was in a cool bottle, a cool label, good beer. Definitely a time and place made that thing
happen. Yeah. All right. Bat, what is your beer of the year?
Wait, beer of the year.
Yeah, the pours, man. We're in it.
Pories. The Dundies.
The Pories. The Dundies. What was your favorite beer? What would you consider your beer of the year?
I did fill that one out.
Yes.
Check card.
Check your dates.
I meant to break it down by can size.
I like that. Like 12 ounce beer of the year, 16 ounce beer of the year, tall boy beer of the year.
12 ounce can of the year would have been Sierra Nevada Pale, hands down. 16 ounce.
Did can. You drink a lot of Sierra Pales this year?
I won't admit. They're all IPAs, actually. 16 ounce can. I would say I enjoyed my fair amount of General Sherman, but that's just because I've been on a budget this year, and that was readily available.
Shift beers.
But a 19.2 ounce can, I feel that hit the spot. Like, it hit the spot so well that you're like, I could just have this one and be done. Was 19.2 ounce cans of Ubadank from New Glory.
Ubadank.
That beer,
that's a good just beer.
Hits in a 19.2.
And it's at Save Mart. Mm-hmm. Do they have those at Save Mart, the 19.2s?
I don't know. I bought it at Whole Foods.
Oh, okay. Did you wait in line or did you get it delivered?
So now they have self checkout at Whole Foods. So
yeah, I saw that.
Really wait. Why?
As a clerk, as a former clerk, as a Vons clerk for 11 years, I do not appreciate the self checkout
cool, dude. You can wait.
But I have used it. I didn't use self-checkout for a long time as protests. Like, fuck you. I'm going to a person. Fuck you. But then, you know, one day there's like a long line and then I can go self-checkout and then I can sort of relive my checking days at Vaughn. Like, wee, the scanner. Beep, 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 beep. This is way easier than it was. What the funny thing is, it's like dramatically easier than it is when you're a checker. Like the self-checkout, for some reason, when you're a real checker, they can't make it that easy for you. They got to like make it complicated. But somehow when they can let regular people, customers go through a register, oh, then they can simplify it. Then they can make it super easy. But if you're actually working there, they're like, no, you got this. You got to enter this and this and that and this. I'm like, what the hell, man?
Jeff, can I get a price check on bananas? Jeff, price check on bananas.
Jeff is on his break. Fuck you.
Just kidding. I haven't done that in years. I just wanted to do that because I was checking myself out. It's okay, guys. Don't worry. I know how much the bananas cost.
Whenever I'm in Save Mart, occasionally there's a mic that works there. It's like, Mike, check on number 3, Mike. I'm like, okay.
You're coming running, up. Huh? You hustle?
Hustle up.
Nick, red line, Nick. Nick, red yes, line?
Yes. Red line. Red line, green line.
I've never been on the red
line. Nick, green line. Red line.
Green line?
Nick.
Sounds like I'm in trouble.
No, there's two lines.
I got to pick that up.
There's a red line and a green line.
I'm not falling for that.
If the red line was busy, you went to the green line.
You agree? Green light. Mikey, what's the product code for bananas?
11.
Oh.
That's the easiest one.
I'll give it to you.
That's it's the easiest one. I don't know what store you worked at, but.
Fun fact, Karen was a Save Mart.
Oh, which Save Mart?
Clerk. Shaw, I don't know, Shields and. What? Shields and Brawl?
All right. The other side. Out on the other side.
The other side.
That's a rough store.
We had a produce code guessing game the other night.
I've forgotten most of mine. 242 is English cucumber.
You mean you don't just wake up from like a feverish nightmare and go, 242.
Sometimes. All right. the pores. We're here. We're having it. It's doing it.
We're having it.
We just got pulled off the air there for a little bit, but we're back. We served our suspension and now we're back. We've lost all our good female listeners. They're like, Mikey is an asshole. I thought I'd figured it out, but I guess now I know. So we've got news, we've got beer. So now let's get to caller. Well, let's go call. I'm going to say call of the year. And you may not recall this, but nothing has been beat by this because I heard it today because I re-listened to our pours from last year just to sort of get a sense. And this was like one of the first calls of 2020, and I don't think anything's beat it, but it was Mr. Jazz in Portland and his one where he just did a smash cut of Nick's openings, and he said, yeah. And he would say, knowledge. Dropping knowledge. Knowledge. And then Nick would do a thing and go, knowledge. And I don't think anything's beat that. That was like one of the first voicemails of 2020, and I can't think of something that beats that. Maybe there is, but I can't think of anything. I don't know. Do you guys, can you think of a voicemail moment of the year?
I can. I'm queuing it up right now, so I don't know if Matt wants to go in the meantime. Okay.
Well, you said listener caller of the year, right?
No, we're doing voicemail of the year. Then next will be caller of the year. But you can go
for that topic.
You can go for caller of the year. I'm fine with that. I'm fine for listener. You can go with that, Matt. Listener caller of the year.
I was just gonna throw it out to Chew.
Chew your bit. I concur with this. My vote for listener/caller of the year is Chew Your Beer. Last year it was Colin and Janine won for callers of the year.
So now they lost.
They lost. They lost to Chew Your Beer. Chew Your Beer, who is consistent with his calls, consistent with his support, and not that other people weren't, but it's just, you know, I think Chew Your Beer edged out everyone for just always being there, always supporting.
He showed up early. He stayed late.
His first one,
two coats of wax.
First one in the door, last one out the door. Yeah, he did legit two coats. Didn't just bullshit and do one coat and say, like, this is my second coat, Marty.
Starting the second coat now.
Starting the second coat right now. Now, Biff! All right, Matt or Nick, do you have that voice now?
Yeah, hopefully this plays well. So needless segue into this bit. I stopped taking notes as soon as we started not podcasting together. So the last thing I have in my notebook is,
well, that's good. It's a vacation.
Yeah. I know there was some really funny stuff in the middle and later in the year, so I'm sorry I don't have that in my notes, but this is what I remember from earlier in the year.
Wait a second. I think I just met some people. Excuse me. Could you introduce yourself?
Chat. I'm Mrs. Single Cam.
And I'm the Single Cam.
Holy shit, guys. I met the Single Cams. They're a twin cam right now. I met the single cams at Minnesota Rangers. We're having a great time, Minnesota. Yeah, we're having a getta. But there's some great hazies here at Omni. There's a black bear, it's not a grizzly, sorry, they got a black bear on the coasters here. So this is the Chicago guy in the woods. No, there's no woods, but there's bears on the coasters. It's great. We're having great hazies here at Omni.
Don't do the hazies.
What else do we have to say? I would say if you're in the Midwest, one of the coolest get-its is meeting Single Cam and Mrs. Single Cam. Yes. They're awesome. They go on anniversary beer trips.
I remember when they got married.
Oh. And
couple goals.
I got couple goals, and it's to be like this couple here in Minnesota. And we're having a great time, and Omni's great, and we've had a couple of hazies and a couple of double IPAs. I got to go to Surly, but we're enjoying all of Da Beers.
Da
Beers.
Oh no!
Yes, keep up the good work. Thanks again. Thanks for calling. And anything else?
Keep up the good work.
Guys. Minnesota.
All right. Hopefully that was clear enough for everybody.
That was pretty solid. I mean, all I can't. Right, so. You know, I can't argue with that. I mean, sure, there's probably ones that are equal to it, but. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, voicemail.
Possibly the last time we heard from Chef?
Question yeah, maybe. Mark. I think it was. It might have been. I had to go and do some things.
Yeah, I got to go do some things. So, yeah, that was my last memory of writing down my best of.
Oh,
I knew that one was going to be fun and...
Where's your notebook, Nick? Why can't you have it out now?
I don't know. I don't know what it is about podcasting at home. You think I'd be more organized here, but for some reason, when I would travel to the studio for podcasting, I had all my stuff together in my backpack and I'd grab it and, you know, ride my bike over to the studio. Everything was neat and tidy. Well, as soon as we stopped meeting, I guess I unpacked everything and it's just disappeared into other spaces. And I've not been organized at home ever since.
I think some random kid in the neighborhood has your perfect core notebook.
Yeah.
I'm going to look on eBay.
But then I've just used whatever I could find to write my notes down for that night, like whatever tablet or scrap of papers. So they disappear. They don't stay in the moleskin like they would have. That I kept all that
together. Tisk, tisk, tisk.
I know. It's interesting, but it's what happened.
Well, I think that's good for the pores, unless you guys have any outlining pore awards you'd want to hand out.
That's all I have in my notes.
All right. Looks like we're good there, and that's enough for that culture. Let's. I mean, I need to start hearing from some listeners here. This is enough of bro guy bro talk. Bro talk is over.
She called me up.
I haven't heard that for a long time, and all of a sudden I freaking find that randomly. Great job, Mike.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer? Tell me you're driving.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show, and you get to participate in the show. We leave a segment open for you to get on here. 559-492-0542. That is just a voicemail line straight up. You get 3 minutes. Leave a voicemail for us, and we'll play it. You can also record something yourself and send that recording, that little short under 3 minute recording, to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can just email us perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com and we'll just read the email. So those are all the ways you can get on the show. And let's start off with some voicemails.
Florida Steve. What's going on, everyone?
Top five, Steve.
I don't know if I'm podcasting right now or not.
You're podcasting.
If Mikey, Matt, and Nick are there talking over me, I just want to say
what?
Merry
Christmas,
everybody. We don't do that.
I don't talk over anyone, man. Okay?
We don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Florida Steve, I don't... No, that's not what I do.
Never. Never once have we
I let people have their time.
I am headed home from work, and I picked up a couple of crawlers from Due South Brewing
Courteous.
Company. We have their Key Lime Courtesia. Pie Coastline
Courtesia.
And a milk stout. It's a hazelnut chocolate coffee milk stout. Yep. Oh, hazelnut coffee milk stout. No chocolate. Just hazelnut and coffee. Yep, I'm going to have, I still got plenty of beers from Radar that we did a mutual beer trade. I'm going to probably have a couple of those tonight and save the crawlers for Christmas Day. Really, that's all I got, guys. I want to say Merry Christmas to all the Perfect Porians. And Happy New Year. I will see you probably on the Christmas Eve Zoom, or not Christmas Eve Zoom, Christmas Day Zoom, where we're all going to have Stone Brewings Enjoy by 1/1/21 in honor
Good idea.
Of 2020 going bye-bye,
and bye-bye.
Hopefully 2021 will be a lot
better. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So, bye-bye.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Stay safe. Wear your mask. Check your dates. Keep up the great work. And bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Florida.
Bye-bye. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks, Florida Steve.
I love gold.
This was a looking out for beer, and Wazid Corvette, as mentioned before, Matt was mentioning before, this is one he wanted me to have, and I have it here, and it looks like it's going to be amazing. It's an awesome label, too. Could have won Label Art of the Year. Damn, it's Slice Beer Company, Hidden Level. It's got a hop in a video game sort of reference, and... it's a West Coast IPA, 7%. And I'm excited to have it. That is a good aroma. Oh, yeah. You like this. Oh, yeah. It's nice and clean there.
Ooh, nice.
Look at that. Nothing hazy about it. Simcoe heavy.
Wow.
Got pretty colors. Everything's
so pretty.
It's so
the green and the gold. Is that
yes? What you like? Green, gold, Okone colors. As we continue for voicemail.
Hey guys, it's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul. How are you in the world between worlds? I still have not listened to last week's episode of the Day After Christmas here. But I am calling to tell you about a remarkable achievement. I was digging in the refrigerator and very deep underneath a bunch of things, I found a can of Beach Retreat IPA, which was a collab with Pizza Port and Beechwood.
Oh.
Canning date is 8/4, so it's nearing 5 months old. And I thought, oh, I'm just going to crack this
and
see what the fuck.
Caution.
It's absolutely perfect. Aroma is on point.
Aroma still? Delicious.
I would honestly, if like somebody had poured this for me, I would think it was absolutely completely fresh. Therein lies the beauty of the West Coast style. Sorry, hazies, but I think if this was a hazy, this would taste disgusting right now. it's really incredibly fresh and delicious. And I don't think anybody could find one. But if you do find one buried in the back of your refrigerator and you think, oh, that's going to suck, it's not going to suck. It's 5 months old and it's delicious.
Yes.
Hope everybody's had a happy holiday. Cheers.
Cheers.
See you soon.
Thanks, Paul. Oh, yeah. That's
Was that it? World Between
Worlds. That's a good recommend. There's Nick, you have some, he just give you some fodder and say like, hey, hazies. There's no way they're going to last in the back of your fridge. Yeah. But a non-hazy just might make it.
It'll hang around. So hazies are bad. Clear beer is good.
Hazies are bad.
He's bad. Don't forget to bring a towel.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Hey guys, Fontana did checking in from snowy and cold as fuck.
Whoa,
inside the box.
He's under a blanket.
You know, I don't know if you're doing phone calls.
Blanket for it.
I know you're doing poems. I'd like to give my nominations for a couple cool things. I think, I nominate old Wazoo Corvette for best perfect pour podcast listener beer donationer.
Oh, that is
donationer of the year. The next up, I think, is maybe perfect pour couple. Now, Colin and Janine have fine run. And I know Hoppy Libations and Hoppy Hubs, they've been going on. But I think this year, the year for change. And I think I'm going to nominate fellow Garage Boys and Garage Girl, Anthony and Girl, as a couple of the year.
Yeah, I think
other than that, I think episode of the year to go should go to whichever the hell episode in the first 2.5 months we had where there was a guest. Whatever the guest was the last guest on the perfect pour should be the guest of the year. Because that's just kind of year it's been. Anyways, hope everyone has a happy New Year's and keep the good work, guys. Flagstaff.
He's in Flagstaff.
Wow. Oh, he's traveling.
Yeah. Guys. He's camping in Flagstaff.
Was he saying he was the first guest of the year?
Wait, was he? I don't remember what the last guest we had was. I'm just going to say Brad Stacy. I don't know.
Paul.
It was Paul?
Paul was our last guest.
Paul. Good. Well, you mean, yeah, virtually. I mean, I think maybe more in the studio, but remember the studio?
Nope.
Oh, good.
Then I don't remember how hot or cold it was in there.
It would get hot and it would also get cold.
Hey guys, can you hear me? Not driving.
Why, Scotty B?
I'm not going to sing this time other than...
Come on.
You know, extending a word with some vibrato. Sorry about that last time. But I'm falling behind again. I'm becoming a big fat behind again. I tried. I really tried. I haven't really brewed for several weeks, and I don't really drive
Come
much.
Come on, Scotty B.
And I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to try. But you know what? I am going to be driving on a fairly long trip very soon. Can you guess where I'm going?
Hopefully, Stockton.
Hopefully I could catch up on some shows. But can you guess where I'm going very
Portland.
Soon in the near future?
San Diego.
Hmm? Go ahead. Take a guess.
Guess already.
Guess.
San Diego.
Give up. I'm going to go see Bags. That's right. That's my plan. This weekend, day after New Year's.
That's not that long a trip.
Plan right. Going to slow. And hopefully I get to see Bags with a Z. Just ask his friends.
Be careful on 41.
If you dare spell Bags without a Z, man, they will jump your ass. Oh, yeah. And you can't call him Tony Bags.
No.
It's just Bags. I got schooled. I went there for his birthday one time. Man, put me in my place. Well, anyway, that's my plan. So hopefully on the ride down there and back, I could catch it up on where I'm behind. So I wanna get some of their There Does Not Exist brews and give Bags some of my brews. And yeah, it's all about brews, Mikey. Brews.
Shut up.
I'm going to drink some brews.
Beers. They're called beers.
Trade some brews.
No.
Give some brews.
They're beers.
Buy some brews.
No.
Did I mention brews, Mikey? Brews. That's right. Brews.
I'm going to delete this segment.
It's all about the brews.
I think he's trying to provoke you.
It's about all I got. I don't know. I didn't really use up 3 minutes. Sometimes it seems like 3 minutes isn't
You can just
time,
hang up.
You know? And like, oh, man.
It's okay.
It's out of time. And sometimes... It's like, well, I said what I had to say, and I got like over half a minute left. I guess I'm just going to just ramble on until I got to use up this time.
We're all stuck here.
This is quality real estate in the time-space continuum here. Got to use up this time. But I will resist the temptation to talk about controversial things because I want to be upbeat. I do. Well, anyway, love you guys. Keep up the great work. I'm drinking.
And I'm drinking. Thanks, Scotty B. That's all you get, apparently.
Glad to know that still works.
Yep. It's still just the same. Guys.
Still not works.
Still not working. And we have the final voicemail of the week comes from...
What a little perfect poetry you be here.
Happy New Year. This is the listener of the year.
Hopefully we're all celebrating safely, drinking good beers with our loved ones. We'd like to give two pourries out. First pourry goes out to the Perfect Pour Community Homes for being an amazing, amazing community. No one else is out there like
Word.
Us. No one can top us. No That's one right. can beat us. No one's got it like us, homie. The Perfect Pour community is one of the best communities out there. The strong with the get-its, the Zooms, and calling in, homes. Also, another pourry I'd like to give out to would be Mr. Favreau and Mr. Filoni for an amazing season two of the
Mandalorian. I agree with this.
Hopefully, a brewery out there gets together and makes a blue IPA like the blue drinks they've been drinking, homes. But that's I don't want to say anymore. I don't want to spoil it.
Mandalorian, man.
Also, New Year's resolution is drink more good beer, but not chase the beer, homie. So hopefully it just, you know what I mean? No, not a whale chaser and not waiting in lines and or what have you, but just walking into a bottle shop and finding something good, homes, and enjoying it for what it is. Right. And also drink more local. That's another resolution.
Keep it up.
That's about it, Holmes. I just want everybody to have a great 2 year celebration.
Great 2 year.
And enjoy it with the ones you love, with the delicious beer that you love. For me, I'll probably be drinking some Ponto because I need to work the next day. It sucks being in the industry as essential workers. But that's about it, Holmes. Enjoy yourselves. This is 2 year beer. Wishing all of you an amazing, amazing 2 year 2021. And that's it, homes. Enjoy yourselves and happy Chew Year. I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Oh, I remember.
Chew always remembers it for you guys.
Like Happy Libations, Lumber Jose, everybody out there that we haven't heard from for a while. I hope you guys are good. Just send us an email, send us a voicemail, tell a buddy, text somebody. Let us know that you're good, homie. We just want to make sure everybody's good and start off, you know, the year on the right foot. But just hope everyone's doing great. That's about it. Just let us know you're good, homie. All right, this is Chew Your Beer. Yeah, te watcho. Peace out, eh?
Happy Chew Year, eh?
Thank you, Chew Your Beer. The listener of the year, Chew Your Beer. Who's gonna overtake Chew on his throne for 2021? Can somebody overtake Chew? You, Nick, you're gonna be a listener of the year. Nick, right. Listener of the year, 2021.
Yeah.
Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave
a name.
That's it,
bro. That's it. Thanks everyone for participating in the show. And like Chew was talking about, man, really appreciate the listeners. The community around the Perfect Pour is my favorite thing. It really, for me, keeps me going on this show. And so, I don't know. If it wasn't for the community, it's like, why are we even here? So, thank you, guys. Oh, my gosh, Nick, that's gross.
You know it's me.
You think I don't know each other, everyone's burps at this point?
I don't think you do.
Many years. Uh-oh. My drops are Dropbox is telling giving me problems here. This is what I use for all our segments here. And it's telling me I need to update, and I'm trying to tell it no, I don't want to update, and it's like not
do not update.
I don't do
would
that.
You like to know song. That
TikTok grapes, song. Oh no.
Grapes are 3506.
not a Vons, dude. Not a Vons. Maybe it's Save Mart, but not a Vons. The grapes are 22. It depends on what grapes, but
oh, let's see.
Are those cotton candy grapes, bro?
Ooh. Yeah. Have you had those?
These are red seeds.
Have you had the cotton candy grapes? Oh my god. Those are insane. How did they do that? They have they grapes. Taste like grapes. Yeah. No, they taste like cotton candy grapes. You don't they get the cotton like grapes. You don't get the cotton candy from them?
Sir, I was VIP at Fresno Food and California Food Expo.
Sir, VIP industry.
I went around to all the booths and I had the cotton candy grapes.
Uh-huh.
They're grapes.
No, I get the cotton candy from those. I love those grapes.
I had grapes in one hand. I had whiskey in another. And then
in a jar.
I had a Harris Ranch beef sandwich somewhere in between.
Yeah.
You consume all those things.
Nah, you fucked your palate, dude. I need you to cleanse your palate and then have some cotton candy grapes, and you'll be like, bro, cotton candy. How'd they do that with grapes? Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. Are you a Fresnan?
Looking out for.
Are you looking a Fresnan? Out for me.
Are you even a Fresnan?
Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for
Nick, are you looking out for any beers?
Mikey, if I told you wanted 40/29 on your pizza, would you say yes or no?
40/29?
Yeah. 40/29 on your pizza.
I don't know what that is. Sure.
Oh, you know. Oh, you do?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
You want some pineapple on your pizza?
Ah, bro? Damn it! No!
You want a 40/29er?
Why is that? What? Why does that mean I want pineapple on my pizza?
Because you said yes to the 40/29.
No. What the fuck is 40/29? No. Oh, that's pineapple. That is not pineapple. Not a Vons, dude. Yeah. Save Mart has a whole different code system than Vons.
No. This is the Universal Cashier Produce Codes.
No, it's not.
Website. This is how
Vons
you
Vons plays by their own rules. Vons/Safeway.
Yeah.
Which apparently owns Albertsons now, too.
Yeah.
Safeway. Now, Safeway bought Vons and Albertsons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want some 4663 in your IPA?
I do not. Oh, yeah. My IPA, I'm fine. Just now on my pizza.
You want some onion? You want some white onion?
No. Maybe, in my opinion, but not on my pizza. Onions on pizza are ridiculous. Like, I don't know if they're... No, I think pineapples are worse on pizza than onions. Like, I'll take onions on pizza before pineapple.
I'll take red onion, white onion, or green onion.
On pizza? And you're like, yeah, this is cool.
Yep.
All right.
Green onion, 4068. No, I don't have any damn looking out for.
Yeah, all right. Matt, do you have any looking out for?
New year, wiping the slate.
It's clean, just starting clean. You're like, yep. Bring it, universe. What do you got? I'll look out for it. What about, I think you might like this one, though, Matt. It's from Slice Beer Company. They're just releasing it this week, Kitty Milk. It's a hazy IPA, and it just has all kinds of cat and milk puns on the label.
Oh, jeez. Not interested.
What? Oh, come on. But kitties. Meow meows. Where's your cat, by the way? I haven't seen it all show. Wow. It's messed up.
And the show's hit.
Louie's been here the whole time.
Yeah.
How's your boxers doing there, Nick?
They are sleeping in the warm coziness of their room.
Oh, so Louie's the only one having to work. That's fine. That's great.
That's right.
They have their own heater. Louis is under the heater right now.
There you go.
Cloudwater Brew Company out there over there on the other side of the pond in Manchester. They have one called Thanks for Your Support. It is a triple IPA with Citra and Sabro. And the reason it caught my eye is, but besides being a Cloudwater, is exclusively available to indie retailers. So they brewed this beer exclusively for their indie retailers. So you got to appreciate that, man. We're all about indie here, indie beer. So Cloudwater, man.
So basically, if you write them a letter and you check the box that says, are you indie? Yes.
You say yes. You're like, all right, cool. Yes, I am indie.
Here's your beer.
Half Acre Beer Company has one called Scraper IPA, and it is just an amazing label. Early leader in the label art category. And it doesn't matter about the IPA. I'm just label buying here for Half Acre. And then this week's Humble C, which I probably won't have for a while. It's the fog that counts. Instead of it's the thought that counts, it's the fog that counts. A DDH foggy IPA with Nelson Simcoe and Pacific Jade hop. I don't know this hop. This is new to me, the Pacific Jade. I don't know what Pacific Jade does, but I'm willing to find out what it does. And that's looking out for. What do you think of Paul's drumming, Nick? That was I liked to. He had a couple spots there that were like mildly impressive to me. What do you think of Paul's drumming?
It's solid work. He's on point every time.
Do you think he uses the metronome? How many metronomes do you have, Nick?
Zero.
Zero. You're not a metronome guy.
I oh, and it shows. Don't listen too closely to that album.
Don't like metronomes?
Not that I don't like them, just never cared to use one. As a drummer, that's probably very bad.
There you go. If you need a metronome, let me know. I'm here.
I did play another instrument before drums, so I thought my timing was decent enough to get me through it.
Yeah. You do a fine job. I don't understand how you don't use a metronome. I don't hear any non-metronoming.
I lose focus and I speed up, which is typical for most musicians.
Mm-hmm. We like to speed up.
Yeah, you get excited and naturally speed up.
I'd throw in some drum talk.
I did get a new drum set.
What? What did you get?
It's my very first electronic drum set. So I can play anytime I want now and not make a lot of noise.
Wait, like Alex Van Halen circa 1984? Like It sounds like that.
I could probably program that in. Yeah, I could probably program that into the unit and sound. I could probably sound like
you can do. I'll wait.
Rush and Black Sabbath. I could probably sound like whoever I want.
Is the electronic drum sound back? Is that back now?
It's kind of like that point in your life where you get comfy shoes, but you know. You don't want to admit you're old, but
you I'm not old. I can still hang out.
You get your Converse, but you put some insoles in them.
Well, let's record us, you know, next chance you get, record us some electronic drum rolls.
Yeah. Machine gun.
And we'll play them on the show. Being caught drinking, Nick, what were you drinking this week? Do you have anything to throw out there? The Nick 80 on Untappd.
I did have the Pure Project. Matt referenced it earlier. The
Matt hasn't moved around in a while and his light's turned off.
We've lost him. Let me go get the can. You know.
All right. Well. Matt, triple do you? What did you drink this week, Matt?
Let me pull up my Untappd.
All right. Okay, oh, so wait. Oh. All right.
Why are we laughing?
No, because I was like, why you? I didn't know how long you're gonna be gone, so I was like, Matt, start your been caught drinking, and he said the same thing you said.
Well, because I knew what beer he was looking
for. Triple dry height, Pure Project.
Dry height.
Nice. It was. It was a bit hazy, but
the dry height with haze.
Correct. It corrected anything I cared about. We had some stouts over Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. You got stouty. Yeah.
Stouty. We stout out loud. We had the Bold and the Beautiful, the Coffee Golden IPA.
Yep. And
I like coffee, golden coffee IPA. I like those. I like that.
It sound. Was good. It reminded me of Cafe Tamarack.
I like golden stouts. Oh, Cafe Tamarack. That's pulling way back.
Those were my unique beers.
Uniques.
Yeah, I'll let Matt tell the rest because he brought the one that was really cool.
Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah, from Drake's, I brought Void. So it was an Imperial Stout aged in barrels, and it was up there. It was like 17% or something like that. It was insane.
Wow.
Small bottle, big punch.
Wowie.
Fork and knife, cut it. It was a fan favorite throughout the day. Mm-hmm. We had a couple.
Does it have things. A lot of alcohol, bro?
Yeah, it has a logo. Yeah!
I made sure to sample all the different Rush Hour coffee stouts that we had because each.
Oh yeah, Rush
each
Day.
Each beer had a different set of roasters.
What kind of Rush Day did you guys have this year? I mean, obviously it was a weird ass fucking year. So, like, was it just like was there a line formed at all, or was it just sort of like an all day kind of like?
Everything was pre-sold, so
all right,
you didn't have to stand in line. So I know which Rush Hour shape I voted for. And early next week, we'll know who's who and who won.
Oh, my.
From Alvarado Street, I had a beer called Sweet as Cherry Pie. And I don't typically go for tart, lactose-infused fruit beers, but that was one of them. It was
any
good.
Beer named after a Warrant song, I'm there.
That's what gets you out of bed.
Jeez, my cherry pie.
From House of Pendragon, I was gifted a can of the Rhizome, and they had a little picture of Grogu on there, and it was a really good West Coast beer.
Grogu.
West Coast IPA beer.
Don't go with Luke Grogu. Don't go with him.
Digitally enhanced Luke.
digitally enhanced. He was so handsome.
From Cellar Maker, there was Turok Juice or Turok Juice. Interesting name, but very good. And then also from Cellar Maker, there was Mostrata, which was Mosaic and Strata hops. Fantastic beer.
Mostrata.
Pontiac Pile Driver, which I talked about. And
yeah.
Oh, from a Wazoo, he got me a beer called Something About Circles. That was really good.
All right. There you go. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. I'm Dorktown on Untapped, or I think you could find me if you search Mikey Top 4 as well. I like to, the beers that are donated to the show, I like to save them for the show, but this time I could not. And I had one from Wazoo Corvette called Operation Dynamite from Slice Beer Company. And it was delicious. It was a New England IPA. Sorry, but I had to do it, apparently. And what Matt was talking about earlier, the Pontiac Pile Driver from New Glory Brewing. Very good beer. I had from Moonlight Brewing Company, Bombay by Boat IPA. And Moonlight's always been a great brewer. And it's a Bay Area brewery. I'm like, yeah, Bob. Oh, yeah, Moonlight. Yeah, that's a cool beer. And then XL Perro pointed out that, like, hey, Mikey, that's a buyout beer because Lagunitas bought Moonlight and Heineken bought Lagunitas. So that makes Moonlight a buyout beer. So I accidentally bought buyout beer and I drank it. So that's not something I normally do. And sorry. I fucked up, man. I didn't know.
Do you know now?
I know now. New Glory Craft Brewery out of San Diego or Sacramento's All Clouds Everything. That is a nice enough beer. I enjoyed that. Liquid Gravity, Central Coast Liquid Gravity, great brewery. Orange Cream Machine. That is a great one. That was one of them. If you like those orange pop kind of beers, that is really good. Tioga Sequoia Brewing. I went to Tioga Sequoia and got me a supply, local supply. Got me a 6-pack of Forest Love beer. That's a nice pail. I always enjoy that beer. Trinity County Brewing Company. This was my brother-in-law came through on Christmas and dropped off some beer. And this is from Northern California up there, sort of in the Humboldt area-ish. It's Trinity County. And it's Trinity Haze. And it was an IPA, and it was really good. I enjoyed that beer. I drank a lot of it. He brought a crowler, one of those crowlers that have like the handle on it with like almost like a brass knuckle sort of handle where you put your fingers in it and carry it around. It the first time I'd seen that kind of crowler, and then now I've seen it everywhere, it seems like, on Instagram. It's kind of weird. Like once you see it, then all of a sudden you see it everywhere. Dust Bowl Brewing Company, Tomorrow's Clear. And that's a pretty solid, like, sort of everyday kind of beer. Tioga Sequoia Tiki Time Pale Ale. That's a nice fruity pale ale. I enjoy that beer. And the TDH from Tioga Sequoia, the TDH Galaxy. That was a good beer. That was all the beers I was drinking, the interesting ones anyway, this past week. Please friend me on a tap. It's the only social media I really enjoy anymore. I've like gotten so bored with Instagram anymore. I like barely get on there now. Like I only get on there to just sort of vaguely check out what's going on. I just basically just go on Untappd and Twitter now. Spend way too much time on Twitter. You have some cheers.
Cheers to me.
Yay, cheers to the Nick 80. He's such a great listener. One of our best listeners, the Nick 80. I'm the
best listener of 2021. cheers to you, Mikey. Cheers, because if you had not do what you do, we would not have a podcast.
Do.
Because there's no way in hell I'm doing this shit.
You can do it.
Sure. Cheers.
Thank you, though.
To longtime listeners. Hopefully they're still hanging around. To Blue Ox, to Larry Souza, to Benj Clark, to who else can we cheers to? Colin and Janine, they always make their voicemails fun.
Yeah.
Chew Your Beer. Definitely Wazoo Corvette. He has kept us afloat with unique beers.
He is definitely the donator of the year. Houses,
and he is okay leaving his house.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely brought us some really cool stuff this year.
The ants.
Ants and Robin. The Zacks.
Aww. They've
survived. They're keep going.
Keep going, man. Come on, Zach.
Sequoia,
you can do it.
I'm making beers.
Yeah, all our local breweries have been, I mean, they're still hanging around, still figuring it out.
Cheers to everyone who called in for the voicemail episode. That was really, really humbling to hear. I did listen last week's episode, even though we weren't a part of it.
I'm just glad I messed up Nick with my radio tuning. Legitimately fooled Nick. Those that weren't on listening to the tailgate, we talked about this, but
you got me.
I got Nick with the tuning in of the radio.
A couple of them mentioned how they missed us not being able to talk over their voicemails, and I wish as I was listening, I was wishing I could talk over them. So thanks for that. It's been a hell of a year, but it's been a good year. So thanks for hanging with us.
Word. Matt, you have some cheers. You have some final words as we begin 2021.
Just cheers out to Wazoo. Thanks for sending us all the beer.
Yeah, man. Wazoo. Keeping us in the beer. Cheers to our golden gods. And I was glad to get you guys the deleted episode. That's kind of what the golden gods are there for me. So, but cheers to all your support all year long. And you guys pay for our bills, podcasting bills. So thank you for that. And I'm opening up the only thing we have right now on our, we have a P.O. box / UPS store box at the bottom of our show notes. If you ever want to send us whatever it is you think to send us things to. And this was something sent to us by D-Goats. Douglas over there, D-Goats, sent us a beer. And, you know, I think probably I'll just drink it, so screw these.
Oh, really?
Nick and Matt. Merry Christmas. Oh, no way. Oh, damn it. I can't, it says Merry Christmas Nick on it. Damn it. I can't drink this. Right now. It's that right now. Smells like bean spirit. A special roast bowline blend. Was that looking out for from Tugboat?
No, but I love the pun.
It's from Microphone Brewing, Tugboat Coffee Collab. And it smells like bean spirit. Oh, well, I guess I gotta save it for Nick. Boo. Boo. Thanks, D-Goats, for nothing. And thanks also to cheers to our XL Perro for the recommendation for the No Guitar Is Safe podcast. And they did recently did an Eddie Van Halen tribute episode, and that was a really good episode as a bad guitarist and a huge Van Halen fan. That was a really cool episode to hear, and I even passed along to some of my friends that are also Van Halen fans that maybe aren't into as guitar as I am, but still into it, and they're just like, oh my god, that was a great episode. So if you're a Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen fan, check out the Van Halen episode of the No Guitar Is Safe podcast. Thanks to XL Perro. Just a big thanks. And also, cheers to London, the city of London.
London.
They are the number one most untapped check-ins of any city on earth. Wow. London checked most.
You're saying more than Fresno.
Yeah. London beat out Fresno for most untapped check-ins, if you can believe that. But big cheers to the community around the Perfect Pour. I really appreciate that. We all appreciate the community around this podcast and what you guys do all week. And whether it's the Friday night Zooms, which they still did on Christmas night. This week, Christmas night was a Friday night. I'm like, are they going to still do the virtual get it on Christmas night? They did, man. They freaking got it. They got it and they get it. So if you ever, you don't have to be a gold god on those Friday night get it's. Just if you want a message on Untap, Mr. Jazz with the 1Z on Untap, he'll give you the info or any of our social media. On Fridays, if you're like, I want to get in on that, I'm just email us and we'll get you the info. So cheers to all those get it peoples. And cheers, man. Thank you for listening to the show and supporting the show in this past 2020 and looking for 2021. It's going to be a year. Who knows, man? I'm not going to put any labels on 2021. We're going to see how it goes. Okay. Prediction. Will there be a festival, a normal beer festival in 2021 where you go to in person? Will you be able to go in person to a brewery festival in 2021?
I'm saying the craft. What's the one in September? Craft Brewers Alliance? CCBA? What is it? Am I anywhere close?
Sounds right.
I'm saying September.
Summit.
Yes, the summit. There you go. That one will happen.
Oh, so in September will be your first in-person festival.
2019-ish style festival.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the show. Have a great week. Be safe. No, be safe, Nick.
Oh, okay.
Have fun. Check your dates. And if it's, if you check your date and it's made in 2020, throw it out. Just throw it all away. We only want 2021 beers from here on out. Yeah. Bye.